flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
K&C Masterpiece, boom, finally got it. Third time's charm right here on 105.3 The Fan. I'm going to talk some basketball here, but I want to go in a totally different direction. Trade objections aside, how do Anthony Davis and Max Christie fit the Mavericks from a basketball perspective?
And Caleb Martin. How does Caleb Martin fit the Mavs?
Oh, did we just make a move?
He is being traded to the Mavericks as well from Philadelphia. So,
did we give up Kyrie for him?
I don't know. Shams has not posted the exchange.
Probably gave up the first-round pick we just got, to be honest.
But it does look like Caleb Martin is heading this way.
Good news, because I don't follow Shams anymore, so whatever you say.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Mike has no clue what's going on there. So I totally want to get down with those two specifically, Anthony Davis to start with for sure. I just wanted to make sure we knew that that dude now is a Maverick.
But there's another wing presence that, you know, we were kind of talking about right there.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so we can add Caleb Martin to the group, and we'll keep an eye out on what the compensation is for that.
I'll let you know when I know.
They're going to have to totally redo the offense.
I could see that.
This was a...
Alex, what's the return?
So Dallas will be sending Quentin Grimes and Philadelphia's 2025 second-round pick back to the 76ers.
All right.
Wow. Well, thanks for stopping by, Quentin Grimes.
Yeah, man.
I didn't think Quentin Grimes was bad.
I didn't either.
Yeah. I guess Caleb Martin is more of a ball handler. At this point, you're effed with ball. You have one on your team. I don't even really like Caleb Martin as a ball handler, to be honest. He's more of like Spencer Dinwiddie-ish in the ball handling aspect. I'm not saying that he's going to dribble as much. I don't know if a human being can at this point.
And you don't really want Jaden Hardy.
Khalit Reeves is out of the league, who used to check the PSI in the ball as much as Spencer Dinwiddie. And I get Luka does too, but Luka can do that when you're averaging a 30-point triple-double. But I think they're going to have to totally redo the offense. That being said, they're going to, and when I say totally redo, they're just going to play the more Kyrie Irving offense, which is a faster pace offense.
Yeah.
But what do you do when Kyrie's not in the game? Hardy can't handle the ball.
Yeah.
He couldn't handle the ball as a teenager, and he doesn't look like, I do like Jaden Hardy, to be clear. I do like
him
as a player.
Not as a point.
Not a point guard at all. Spencer Dinwiddie, a below average NBA point guard. Martin, a below-average NBA point guard. Solid role player, but so I don't know. You have one human being who can actually, to me, run an offense and then reliably score on the outside.
Yeah.
So, I mean, defensively, I think they're way better.
Oh,
way better.
Especially, do they have the best interior defense in the league?
It's not even close.
Yeah.
Now, that would be if Derek Lively became healthy this year.
True.
And Derek Lively's going to play next year. I hope
he
plays.
You're not optimistic about this year.
Not a 20-year-old who broke his foot, and go look at the history of big guys who break their foot. Do not push it.
Yeah.
But they can. I don't care.
Because you're out on the Mavs.
Yeah. And it's I hate saying that because they were my favorite team, but I don't feel a connection, and I don't really like the way the sport's played anymore.
So what I'm curious about with Anthony Davis is I know he's like, hey, play the four. Does he space the floor?
Nope.
And that's my concern.
He's going to have to play the five here for this year because of Derek Lively's injury.
And because he's not been shooting the three well for a long time. So when the Lakers made the run to the title, his ability to shoot three-pointers was looking really good. Since then, you've seen a lot of degradation among his three-point shooting abilities, and so that's why I'm curious about put him in at the four.
The Mavs have a short window here. They have two guys that are in their early 30s who have been number two players on really good teams. If they were to successfully win the championship, I'll give it a three-year window. We don't even know if Kyrie's going to be here, but yeah. I'm going to assume yes. They would change the game of basketball because this is not going to be a three-point shooting team. P.J. Washington's not a good three-point shooter. Anthony Davis is a horrible three-point shooter. Your two centers don't shoot three-pointers at all. Kyrie is. Spencer Dinwiddie is an inconsistent three-point shooter at best. So you're hoping that the young guy you got in Max Christie keeps improving. He's only 21 or 22.
Yeah.
He keeps improving as a three-point shooter. He was drafted as a 3-and-D guy, but he hasn't proven to be like a consistent over 40% three-point shooter. So if you win, it will be by driving to the basket, making shots around the basket, and playing unbelievably great defense.
Yeah.
That's your formula now. It's not about shooting the three. It's not about being, a high-volume three-point shooting team. You're going to be one of the lowest-volume three-point shooting teams in the NBA. So this championship would come by not shooting threes very much and making a lot of twos, and then playing unbelievably great defense.
Now, if you're wondering why the move for Caleb Martin went down, I will not confirm that it's because they were playing anyway, the Mavericks and the 76ers, and they were like, maybe we just make that happen. By the way, Caleb Martin was a game-time decision. He has missed some time as well.
Right.
And so, look, and I know...
Sounds like the NBA.
I know that's going to frustrate a lot of NBA fans, a lot of Mavs fans specifically, who, if you're just now catching wind of it, Quentin Grimes out, second-round pick goes along with him to bring in Caleb Martin. And that's where I'm curious how they're going to work with P.J. Washington, too. I know P.J. Washington has a lot of flexibility, but you could see him defending the four plenty of times. And now he's going to move, I would imagine, back down the lineup a little bit in terms of, like, the size of the people and the position that he's defending. And so I'm curious what that's going to look like now with P.J. Washington's effectiveness as well.
Yeah, I mean, he's already a Swiss Army knife, right?
So he really is.
So now maybe, Kevin, this will allow him to focus a little more on smaller, just being the bigger guy to the smaller guards, rather than having to be that power forward type guy. And maybe that beat up his body a little too much, and this kind of allows for more of that. And he's going to have to take on more offensive responsibilities now with Luka gone, so you got to find a balance there.
Here's my question, since you're asking about the future, as my buddy Ryan Dries is calling me, probably saying he's disliked Luka for a long time. So Ryan Dries...
Oh, he probably thinks this is a great trade.
Just know, brother, I'm on the radio right now. I'll talk to you later
about the NBA. You know what you do for a living?
Yeah.
I'm asking you guys this question. I have my answer, but I'll let you guys answer this. If this is about defense, what's your starting lineup when this team is healthy without Derek Lively? We know Lively's out until probably, let's just be optimistic. He's out till mid-April.
Yeah.
All right. So
Gafford, Davis.
Okay.
P.J. Washington, yep. Kyrie. And that's not, like, that's your weak link. That's your Steph Curry, okay, essentially.
But really then don't you have to go Clay as well?
Then your defense Clay still sucks.
Yeah.
Too bad. Didn't fix your defense. It sucks. Klay can't guard outside guys well anymore, and Kyrie is very limited as a defender because of his size. Defense still sucks. Now, I'll tell you how you fix it.
Do we have to, like, pull a lever or something here, Mike?
Klay has to come off the bench.
Yeah, I think that's perfect.
What you've been kind of asking for the whole year.
The reason he left Golden State and was so upset was because he had to come off the bench. But if this is about defense, and it's a defensive mindset, Klay was a great defensive player in his prime. Clay can't play defense anymore. People blow by him all of the time.
He's
a horrible rebounder. I mean, if he's one step away from the ball and a person's two steps away, the younger athletic guy always beats Clay Thompson to the ball. I'm not saying he's worthless, but if this is going to be about a defensive mindset team, Clay cannot start, because starting Kyrie and Clay puts pressure on the other three guys as they get beaten off the dribble. And now it collapses the defense because you're having to scramble because Kyrie struggles with size and Clay can't guard people on the perimeter anymore, which means Max Christie has to start.
Okay.
I'm a little bit curious about that. I mean, to be fair, Max Christie has started like half the games for the Lakers this year.
Young player that they seem to be very enamored with at one point, and his defense suitable for what they are asking.
We've been told that he guarded all the best players on all the other teams for the Lakers.
Okay.
That he was their best perimeter defender on a really bad defensive team, and that he was their best perimeter defender. If that's the case, and he's an up-and-coming defender on the wing, but on the perimeter, then he has to start. And you have to probably then go, and this is where I don't know about the ball handling. Najee Marshall's not a point guard, but I have to combine Najee Marshall with Klay Thompson because I got to hide. I can have one bad defender out there at a time if I'm going to be now the defensive team of the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
I can't really play Klay and Kyrie together because that makes me a bad defensive team.
So, yeah, you'd have to figure. And you got to, I guess here's the thing. I know Anthony Davis, they asked why he gave up that $6 million, and he said, looks for the team. You know, he said for the Mavericks. He said, I got to do what's best for the team right now. If that mindset starts to percolate, Kevin, do you think that Klay Thompson will go, you know what, I got to do what's best for the team too. I will accept the role because I think we have more stuff in front of us. Or you think ego is just too much right now?
No, I will very much admit if I'm wrong about this. I know we've all got egos, and to get to the highest level, you have to have a healthy ego. I wonder if Klay's at the point where he was like, this will be better suited for what I can do right now. Now, maybe not, because as you pointed out, that was a big issue last year. But I think this is much better suited for what Klay Thompson is capable of doing now. I think it is achievable.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't have to have the conversation.
Klay can't get an open look when Luka and Kyrie aren't on the court. He's worthless.
Mm.
So I have to play. Now I don't have Luka. So what's the value of Klay Thompson?
You think just Kyrie Irving will not be able to make that happen?
I can't. Am I a defensive team or not? What did our general manager say we're doing?
Yeah.
We're coming to a defensive team. I can't play Klay and Kyrie together. If Kyrie doesn't play with Klay, Klay's worthless. Klay can't get an open look with the other guys. He only got open looks for the most part, not every time. If Luka set him up or if Kyrie set him up. Nobody else on the team is able to set him up because sometimes it would be Luka drawing the defense in by throwing the ball to Derek Lively. Derek Lively, they would suck in to don't give him a uncontested dunk, and then Derek Lively would make a good pass to Klay Thompson for a wide-open shot. Like, there was kind of like the hockey assist that would happen through Luka and through
the
Kyrie.
Assist through the assist,
But I don't know if the Mavericks are supposed to be a defensive team, how do I play Klay Thompson and Kyrie together? And if Klay's supposed to help me out, how do I play him with anybody else besides Kyrie?
So the thought then would be Kyrie, Christie, PJ, Anthony Davis, Daniel Gafford, and then obviously they just made the move for Caleb Martin. That's another piece on the wing with Najee. Yeah. If you see Derek Lively, that's one of the things. I want to go back to Derek Lively for just one second. That's one of the things when you heard, you know, Barkley or Kendrick or whoever were like, and they got Derek Lively. And I'm like, man, isn't he out for like another month and a half or two?
Yeah.
Like,
that's where they forget, right? Yeah. They're not following the Mavs, so they just look at it as a complete team. They're not complete this year.
And the way it was talked about was like, oh, he's back now. And I'm like, no, I mean, maybe he'd come back for the playoffs or at the end of the regular season, but I don't know that to be the case, and that is concerning.
Dries is listening. He told me to never badmouth a Warriors legend again.
Oh.
I'll tell Dries, because he grew up in the Oakland, San Francisco area. He's allowed to be a Warriors fan. He is a Warriors fan when I knew him when they were horrible. Is Klay is a first ballot Hall of Famer,
sure.
One of the greatest players in NBA history. He's just not anymore.
Yeah.
And he's not bad. I just, it takes special cases to get him on the court and for you to get the most out of Klay Thompson. Maybe I'll be wrong. Maybe you guys can tell me, hey, they're getting the most out of Klay now that Luka's not on the team. I don't know.
He's not going to be watching.
Maybe Anthony Davis will draw double teams, and then he will be, and he is good enough to do this, to kick the ball to Klay in a corner or a wing?
Maybe so. Maybe that's an option. You're right. Jason Kidd and their offensive team, they have to come up with a plan that fits what their personnel can do, because it's very different than what they've done in the past.
So Quentin Grimes and a second-round pick moving along down the road for Caleb Martin from Philadelphia. Caleb Martin, I believe, has been out 3 weeks now. And so he's back to the point where they think he's going to play. I'm just sure that a lot of Mavericks fans are like, oh, great. So we picked up another week.
Quentin Grimes, I might have liked better, to be honest.
Oh, interesting. And you gave up the second round pick as well.
I know that they believe he's better. He's averaging 9 points, 2 assists, and 4 rebounds this year. Caleb Martin?
I'm
looking at his numbers.
Okay,
yes.
Then I will.
He's averaging 9.1 points, 4.4 rebounds, 2.2 assists, 1.1 steal, and 1.4 turnovers. So that's who you got. I'm not saying he's bad. But I don't know what the difference between him and Quentin Grimes is.
Can you imagine this tweet from Grant Afseth? He went from dancing at the Mavs shoot-around about an hour ago to not knowing he was already in his new home. Like, can you imagine you're
Quentin
sitting there?
Grimes.
Yeah, you're getting, and maybe that's it. Maybe all the dancing and goofing off. Maybe that was the thing. Mike's been talking about it.
Pump the ball from half court before the game starts to get your warm-ups in.
Okay, I mean, maybe.